Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Arnie Portocarrero. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Arnie Portocarrero. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. Chiti drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Breeding out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woodling moves to second. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Arnie Portocarrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Portocarrero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porto Carrero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gentile strikes out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Arnie Porto Carrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porto Carrero is 0-for-1 in the game. Porto Carrero hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0 for 2 in the game. Breeding is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. There goes Williams trying to get to home. Woodling throws the ball into Hansen, who relays the ball to Courtney, who tags Williams, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gentile hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gentile for the out. Brandt moves to second. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Garver reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Fisher now pitching. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Seaborn moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Serve moves to third. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pilarczyk for the out. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-3 in the game. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Ned Garver. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger now playing second base. Leo Keeley now pitching. Jerry Lump now playing shortstop. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Albie Pearson pinch runs for Jim Gentile. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-3 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pearson. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Serve hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.